Today we'd like to see the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 8 verses 1 to 40 under the title of All Sons of Benjamin. For online world people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Question 1, in verse 1, now Benjamin begot Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Ahara the third. Who is Benjamin? Question 1, who is Benjamin? Question 2, in verse 8, also Saharaim had children in the country of Moab after he had sent away Hushim and Beara, his wives. What does the phrase over had sent away mean? And does God allow it? And does God allow it? The last question in verses 33 and 34. Now begot Kish. Kish begot Saul. And Saul begot Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal begot Micah. Who are Saul, Jonathan, Eshbaal, and Meribbaal? First of all, we'd like to see the brief background. In Genesis chapter 49, verses 1 to 33, Jacob made the last words to his 12 sons. In verse 1, and Jacob called his sons and said, gather together, that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days. So Jacob, or Israel, left the last word before his death to 12 sons. To his 12 sons living in verse 27, to the last son, Benjamin. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. So Jacob described Benjamin as bravest tribe. Today we get the sons of Benjamin and the chief men of Benjamin up to verse 28, and the father of Gibeon, or Jael, the chief man dwelt in Gibeon, brought to Saul, the first king of Israel, and his descendants through his son Jonathan, up to the last verse 40. First one, now Benjamin begot Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Ahara the third, Noah the fourth, and Laphar the fifth. Benjamin, Genesis chapter 35, verses 18 and 19. And so it was as her soul hear her Benjamin's mother Rachel, Saul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Ben-Oni, but his father Jacob called him Benjamin. So Rachel, Benjamin's mother, died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. Benoni means the son of my sorrow. So Rachel named Benjamin, first name is Benoni, the son of my sorrow. But Benjamin's father named Benjamin. Benjamin means the son of my right hand. The son of my right hand. Also, Benjamin's descendant is disciple Paul as well. Romans chapter 11, verse 1. I say then, has God cast away his people? Certainly not. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. So Benjamin's descendants saw the king and the disciple, Paul, as well. Then, verse 4, Abisha, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Sepufan, and Huram. These are the sons of Ehud, who were the heads of the fathers' houses of the inhabitants of Geba, and who forced them to move to Manahath. This means that they were moved to Manahath by a certain reason, famine, or no rain, or no food, but we don't know, but they are moved to Manahath place. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera, who forced them to move. He begat Uzzah and Ahud. Verse 8, the question 2. Also, Shaharaim had children in the country of Moab, after he had sent away Hushim and Beara, his wives. Sent away, what does it mean? Sent away meaning divorced. So how about, God's heart, God's work? Malachi chapter 2, verse 16. For the Lord God of Israel says that God hates divorce, for it covers one garment with violence. God hates divorce and violence too, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously. So God made man and woman as husband and wife. No man shall separate husband and wife. So although this Bible verse doesn't indicate any negative word in particular this verse, but God's nature, God hates divorce. Also, Jesus gave one exception. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 19, verse 8 and 9, Jesus said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. God's creation intention, God doesn't want every person to divorce. Verse 9, and I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality. So one exception, except for sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery. Adultery definition, married a person sexual intercourse with another person. That is adultery. Adultery is subjected to sexual immorality. Sexual immorality, very broad concept, not only adultery, but also homosexuality, according to Bible. So, or recently, pornography, and so on. That is all subject to sexual immorality. So here, God, from beginning, doesn't want to divorce. But Jesus gave us one exception over sexual immorality. Then verse 9, by Hodeshi, his wife, he begot Jobab, Gibeah, Misha, Malcolm, Jeus, Sakai, and Miramar. These were his sons, heads of their father's houses. Verse 11, and by Hushim, he begot Abitub and Elpaal. The sons of Elpaal were Eber, Misham, and Shemeh, who built honor and lord with its towns, and Beriah and Shemeh, who were heads of their father's houses, of the inhabitants of Aijalon, who drove out the inhabitants of Gath, Ahio, Shashak, Jeremoth, Jebadiah, Arath, Ether, Michael, Ishpar, and Joar were the sons of Beriah. Jebadiah, Meshulam, Hezekiah, Heber, Ishmerai, Zizaliah, and Meshulam, Hezekiah, Heber, Ishmeriah, Zizaliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpael. Verse 19, Jachin, Shikari, Jabdi, verse 20, Elianai, Shilethai, Eliel, Adiah, Beriah, and Shimroth were the sons of Shimei, Ishifan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Jikari, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Antotijah, Iphdeiah, and Penuel were the sons of Shasha, Sham, Seriah, and Shehariah, Ataliah, Jarenshiah, Elijah, and Jikari were the sons of Jehorah. These were heads of the fathers' houses by their generation, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem. So those is the tribes of Benjamin, the leaders of that each house. Verse 19, through talking about the father of Gibeon. The father of Gibeon's name is 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 35, said, Jael, the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maacah, dwelt at Gibeon. So we know the father of Gibeon is Jael. So best reference is coming from the Bible, you know, another, you know, Bible verses, because the father of Gibeon, so chapter 9, indicates Jael. Jael, whose wife's name was Maacah, dwelt at Gibeon, and his firstborn son was Abdon, then Jur, Kish, Baal, Nadab, Gedor, Ahu, Jeker, and Mikloth, who begat Shimea. They also dwelt alongside their relatives in Jerusalem with their brethren. Verse 33, Ner begat Kish, Kish begat Saul, and Saul begat Jonathan, first son, Malkishua, second son, Abinadab, third son, and Eshbaal, fourth son. Verse 34, the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, Jonathan's son, or Saul's grandson, and Meribbaal begot Micah. The question three is, who is Saul, Jonathan, and Eshbaal, and Meribbaal? First, Saul, the first king of Israel, he is unfaithful. In light of 1 Samuel chapter 9 through 31, especially 1 Samuel chapter 13, verses 8 to 14, then he waited, Saul king waited 7 days according to the time set by Samuel. Samuel is the high priest. Only he was qualified to make an offering to the Lord at that time. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people meaning Israelites, were scattered from Saul the king. So Saul said, bring a burnt offering and peace offering here to me. So Saul, as the king, wanted to make an offering, burnt offering, peace offering, contrary to God's order. And he, Saul, offered the burnt offering. Now it happened as soon as he had finished presenting the burnt offering that Samuel, the priest, came, and Saul went out to meet him that he might greet him. And Samuel said, what have you done? Saul said, when I saw that the people were scattered from me, first reason, second reason, that you did not come within the days appointed. Basically, Samuel breached the setting appointed time. And that the reason the Philistines' enemies gathered together and Michmashi, that the reason enemy coming close to Gilgal. Then I said, Philistine will now come down on me at Gilgal, and I have not made a supplication to the Lord. Therefore, I felt compelled and offered a burnt offering. So Saul the king was compelled or was duressed by the people and by enemy, so to make an offering contrary to God's commandment. Verse 13, and Samuel, priest, said to Saul the king, you have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which God commanded you. For now the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord had sought for himself a man after his own heart. So right here, God is seeking the person after God's own heart. That's the key. God always is seeking a person after God's heart. And the Lord has commanded him to be a commander over his people because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you. So basically, God is looking for another king. So then, that is unfaithful. How about Jonathan? Jonathan is a soldier of first king. Jonathan is faithful. He is acknowledging God's will. Although he is qualified to be heir of the king of Israel, but he acknowledges the David to be appointed by God, the following after God's heart. 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 12 to 16. Then Jonathan said to David, the Lord God of Israel is a witness. When I ever sounded out my father means Saul, sometime tomorrow or the third day, and indeed there is good toward David. Good toward David meaning my father, the Saul the king, does not intend to kill or hurt David. Is good toward David, and I do not send to you and tell you. May the Lord do so and much more to Jonathan. But if it pleases my father, Saul the king, to do you evil, to try to kill you, to hurt you, to catch you, then I will report it to you and send you away that you may go in safety. Basically, I give you a signal to you. And the Lord be with you as the Lord has been with my father. My father means Saul. Verse 14, and you shall not only show me the kindness of the Lord while I still live, that I may not die, but you shall not cut off your kindness from my house forever, which meaning the David's kindness will give it not only to Jonathan and Jonathan descendants as well. My house meaning Jonathan house. Not when the Lord has cut off every one of the enemies of David from the face of the earth. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David. So Jonathan made a mutual agreement with David, saying, let the Lord require it at the hands of David's enemies. So the David kept this covenant to the Jonathan son, as well, here, Meribbaal, come up. So the first son is Ishbaal. Who is Ishbaal? Here, Ishbaal, Meribbaal, Baal name is an idol's name. So, some careful Jews didn't want to call Baal, because Baal is the name of an idol. So they put another name, Boshet. Boshet means confusion. So for Ashbel, instead of Ashbel, they call Ishbosheth. Ishbosheth. Instead of Mary Baal, they said Mephibosheth. So Boshet means confusion. So Ashbel is Ishbosheth, same guy. He ruler the northern kingdom of Israel, while David the king, the ruler, the other Israel in Heshbon, not in Jerusalem. That is the 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 12 to the 2 Samuel, chapter 2, verse 8. But Abner, the son of Ner, Abner, command of Saul's army, took Ishbosheth, the first son of Saul, Ishbael, the son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanaim as the king. So this is another king. The Ishbael was assassinated by his soldiers. So that is in chapter 2, 2 Samuel talks about. Then the last one, Mary Baal, is talks about the 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 7 and 12. So David said to him, to Mary Baal, or there is Mephibosheth, do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake, according to the covenant between David and Jonathan, and will restore to you, so Mephibosheth or Mary Baal, all the land of Saul, your grandfather, Saul is a grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually. So David treated Jonathan's son as a prince. So David, the king, was eating food with Jonathan's son. Verse 12, Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, right here. Mary Baal begot Micah. That's a consistency. That's why we know Mephibosheth is Mary Baal. And all who dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants of Mephibosheth. Then, verse 35, the sons of Micah were Pithon, Melekah, Tareah, and Ahazah. And Ahazah begot Jehoadar. Jehoadar begot Alemeth, Azmaveth, and Jimri. And Jimri begot Moza. Moza begot Binah, Lapha his son, Eliasha his son, and Azel his son. Azel had six sons whose names were these: Azricam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel, and the sons of Eshek, his brother, were Ulam, his firstborn, Jeushi the second, and Eliphelet the third. The last verse 40, the sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 in all. These were all sons of Benjamin. So today Bible study, all sons of Benjamin. So let's see, you know, each question. In verse 1, now Benjamin begot Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Ahara the third. Who is Benjamin? Benjamin is the 12th son over Jacob. So his mother, Jacob's second wife, Rachel. And also Benjamin's descendant Saul the king in the New Testament, the disciple Paul as well. Question 2, in verse 8, also Shaharaim had children in the country of Moab after he had sent away Hushim and Beara, his wives. Who does the phrase of had sent away mean? Divorced. And does God allow it? The answer is no. But Jesus gave a certain exception, sexual immorality. The last question 3, in verses 33 and 34, Ner begot Kish, Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Ishbael, the son of Jonathan, was Meribaal, and Meribaal begot Micah. Who are Saul, Jonathan, Ishbael, and Meribaal? Saul, the first king of Israel. Jonathan is Saul's the first son. He made a covenant with David. Ishbael, the fourth son of Saul, so he has made another northern part of the country against the David ruling in Hashbarim. So he was assassinated. The last one is Meribaal is Saul's grandson, Jonathan's son. His name is Mephibosheth. So he was treated as a prince by David, who kept the covenant with Jonathan. Let's sing song all together, a last song.